很高兴回到你们当中。
I'm very glad to come worship with you.
在今天我一早离开家以前。
Before this morning, I left home to here.
好像我每次都会有一些得到一些问题。
And every time I have some questions.
今天早上也是如此。
And this happened this morning too.
特别是礼拜天。
And especially on Sunday.
特别是我太知道我下午要在这边讲道的时候。
Especially my wife knows that I will preach here on Sunday.
不过她今天问的问题是有另外一个原因。
And today she asked the question because there's a reason.
因为她今天要叫另外一班，跟还有一个朋友要，他要跟他们要跟他特别确认他们的信。
And because today she will teach a Bible class, and she want to confirm with them their belief.
所以他问我，你怎么样去告诉人家他们已经得救
？And she asked me, how do you know that?The person that you are telling the gospel is truly saved.
然后我就说，你就问他，他有没有得着圣灵嘛？就讲简单了。
And I told her that you just ask them if they have received the Holy Spirit.
但是他说，这些人不晓得圣灵是什么回事，你怎么样跟他们讲？
But she said that these people they don't know what is Holy Spirit. Then no matter how you tell them that they don't understand.
今天也很奇怪，今天早上我在 T4C 那边粤语部，他们主任是一个外来的宣教士在那边讲道。
And this morning there's a outside minister to come to T4C to preach.
就用使徒行传一章八节那边一句话，就是他们从圣灵里边得着力量。
And he used that one sentence from Acts chapter 1 and chapter 8. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, and it says, they received the power from the Holy Spirit. And when you receive the power from the Holy Spirit, then you will go and tell people that you believe.
不过当然从你出信到你要出去要跟人传福音的时候，当然可能还要有一些距离。
Of course, there's a distance when you first believe and then you go and tell people your belief.
在教会里面我们常常会见到一些新的人，新的朋友来到我们当中。
And in church, oftentimes that we will see people, new people come among us.
通常我会第一句问他们，不是问他们从哪里来。
Oftentimes, the first question I ask them is not where you come from.
我也不一定敢问他们是不是信主没有。
And I'm not there to ask them if they believe believe Jesus Christ or not.
通常我会问他们以前是在哪里聚会。
And normally I will ask, where do you worship?
然后我也会问他，你有没有得过受过洗礼？
And I also ask them if you have ever baptized by water.
通常我们在教会里面，弟兄姐妹做见证的时候，都是在受了洗礼以后，在我们教会里面做见证。
And normally that person that give testimonies after they have baptized.
所以刚才你们，我听了你们姐妹问，在见证的时候，我不知道可不可以问他，你有没有在哪里受过洗礼？
And I just heard a sister that gave us the testimony today. Then I'm wondering if I can ask her where she has water baptism.
因为我不知道，我只是只是作为一个开场白而已。
Because I don't know her, and this is just a question for me start the topic.
因为我记得我以前人家也同样问我这样的问题。
Because I remember in the past, the people asked me the same question too.
不过那个时候情况有点不太一样。
But at that time, the situation is different.
那个时候是我来明州第一年。
That's the first year when I came to Minnesota.
72年的时候。
It's around 71 or 72.
那个时候我们礼拜天要到学校宿舍那边接一些学生。
And often on Sundays that we go to the students' dormitory to pick up some students.
通常我要在大厅那边等他们。
And normally I will wait for them in the building.
在大厅那边通常会碰到一个人。
And sometimes I often meet one person.
然后我坐在那边等的时候，他就问你来做什么，你去做什么事情。
And he will ask me, what are you doing here, or what will you do?
然后我看他看着我衣服也穿得挺好，你礼拜天我还穿得这样整齐。
And he probably see me wear very formally dressed.
然后我也很骄傲跟他们说啊，我今天要去崇拜做礼拜，我是基督徒，怎么样怎么样。
And I often tell them very proudly that I'm a Christian. I go to church to worship.
然后他就问你在哪里信主。
And he asked me where did you believe.
然后我也告诉他，我说我去年在哪边受了洗礼。
And I told him that last year I had a water baptism.
然后他就问我一个很怪的问题，他说你究竟得着了没有？
Then he asked me a very strange question. Have you get it?
他不只问我一次，他还问我两次、三次。
He not only asked me once, he asked me twice and three times.
因为我不知道他在问我什么事情。
Because I don't know what he is actually asking me.
我也不太明白他真的问我是什么东西。
I don't understand his question.
但是他的问题到现在我一直都不能忘记。
But I couldn't forget his questions even now.
在哥林多前书第一章，我们读到那个时候，保罗也是问了一个很怪怪的问题。
And in the book of First Corinthians, we just read, and Paul also asked a very strange question here.
刚才我们在第一章十二节那边读到的时候，保罗就因为他们哥林多教会那边有一些分裂的事情。
And in verse 12, Paul asked a question because they often have divisions among them in the church.
那边的信徒他们说他们是属保罗的，属基法的，就是彼得，属亚波罗的，属还有属基督的。
And the Christians there told him that I belong to Paul, I belong to Apollos or Cephas or some say they follow Christ.
然后在十三节那边保罗就提到一个洗礼的事情。
And in verse 13, Paul mentioned the baptism here.
保罗就问他们，你们是奉保罗的名受了洗吗？
And Paul asked them, were you baptized into the name of Paul?
刚才保罗又告诉他们，保罗其实在他们那边除了两个人以外，他都没有跟他们替他们受洗。
And Paul then told them, other than two people, he did baptism there. He didn't give any other baptism.
虽然对那教会的人，他不太清楚他们为什么要受洗。
And obviously here that the people in Corinthian church that they don't know why they get water baptism.
对他们来说，好像他们的信仰、他们的救恩是跟随替他们受洗有关。
And to them, there seems a connection. Who baptized them and with their salvation?
关于洗礼的事情。当年哥林多教会很多的问题。
And about the baptism, there's many questions and problems there in Corinthian church.
只是问题不是单单当年有。
Those questions are not just happened in that day, during that day.
而且到今天也一直还是在那边。
And up until this time, there's still questions about the baptism.
最近我有一个信了主的弟兄。
And recently, there's a brother that who believed.
他大概信了主两三年了。
And he probably believed for 2 or 3 years already.
我想他圣经也读了好几遍。
And I think he read the Bible many times.
因为我每个礼拜我都跟着他，他会告诉我今天读到哪里，读到哪里。
Because every week when I was with him, and he always tell me today where his reading is.
但是他因为工作的事情，他礼拜天是没有办法去教会的。
But due to the work conflict, then he cannot go to church to worship on Sundays.
所以他也没有受过洗礼。
And he never get water baptized.
当我跟他谈到这个洗礼的事情，就有一个问题。他说，假如我没有洗礼的话，我是不是得救呢？
When I talked to him about the water baptism, and he asked me a question, if I don't get baptized by water, am I saved?
这个问题其实在教会里面从一集开始都有。
And this question is there even from the start of the church.
好像哥林多教会讲。
And just like this happened in the Church of Corinthians.
在早期，教会会觉得受洗是他们得救的一个条件。
And in the early days, the church thinks the baptism is a prerequisite for your salvation.
所以他们早期的时候，很多要早早会这些婴孩要替他受洗。
So that in the early church, there's baptism even for the infant.
甚至会使人受洗。
And also they gave baptism for the dead people.
我想这个在更多前书里面也会提到。
And I think this also mentioned in the book of Corinthians.
在圣经里面是提到不同的洗礼。
And in the Bible, there's the mention the different kind of baptism.
不单只是水礼。
Not only the water baptism.
我们也看到在洗礼的时候也发生了一些事情。
And we also notice there's something happened during the baptism.
在以弗所书那边第四章那边，我们读到一个主，一个信，一个洗。
And in the book of Ephesians, we read before that there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism.
上两次我在这边的时候，我开始谈到一个主，一个信。
And the last two sermons, I taught about one Lord, one faith.
今天我会继续从这一个洗来谈。
Today I will talk about one baptism.
我们有三点。
There's three areas I want to.
首先，我们开始会看我们的用水的洗礼。
First, we will talk about water baptism.
这是在圣经里面一开始就提到的事情。
This is mentioned in the Bible.
施洗约翰、耶稣跟耶稣的门徒，他们都替人施行水礼。
And John the Baptist and also Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ the disciple, they gave baptism for the people.
啊，水礼什么意思？
What is the meaning of water baptism?
我们等会会去看一下。
We will talk about it.
因为我们会来到另外一个洗礼。
Now we will talk about another baptism.
因为这个就是圣灵的洗礼。
And it is the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
因为这个在圣经里面也特别提到。
And this also mentioned in the Bible.
我们不能轻略这个事情。
We cannot just ignore it.
虽然我们看到保罗在给哥林多教会的信里面提到这个洗礼。
And last we will talk about the baptism Paul mentioned in the Corinthians church.
他特别表示他 他的使命不是为了吸血。
And he told us that his mission is not to give baptism,
乃是要传福音。
And it is to preach the gospel.
所以我们今天，我们可以问这个水礼或者这个圣灵的礼洗礼跟我们有什么关系？
And today we want to study what is the meaning of water baptism and Holy Spirit baptism.
首先我们先看什么是水礼。
First we will talk about water baptism.
在圣经里面我们最早看到是施洗约翰在那边替人行这个水礼。
The earliest mentioned in the Bible is John the Baptist who gave water baptism for people.
施洗约翰来到他给人一个很清楚一个信息。
And when John the Baptist came, he gave people a very clear message.
在马太福音三章二节说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And in Matthew, the book of Matthew, then John the Baptist said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near."
我们知道施洗约翰是耶稣的先锋。
We know that John the Baptist is the forerunner for the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是为了耶稣将来要来的时候先铺路。
And he is prepared for the road for Jesus coming.
所以他替人施洗的时候，我们可以说他是叫人做悔改的洗。
And he gives the baptism as the repentance baptism.
因为接着我们看见施洗约翰也告诉人家在三章十一节那边说，我是用水给你们施洗叫你们悔改，但我打在我以后来的能力比我更大，我就要给他提鞋也不配，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
And in Matthew chapter 3 verse 11 says, I baptize you with water for repentanceBut after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
在这里他开始提到圣灵的洗礼。
And here he started mentioning the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我们应该注意一个事情，在这里不单只提到圣灵的洗礼，还有一个是谁施行这个洗礼。
And not only the baptism of the Holy Spirit, also we want to know that the water baptism.
在马可福音十六章十六节那边，耶稣说：“信而受洗的，必然得救；不信的，必被定罪。”
In Mark chapter 16, verse 16 says, Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, and whoever does not believe will be condemned.
在读解这些经文的时候，会给人家一个感觉，就是我们要信，还要受洗，我们才得救。
When we read this verse from Mark, it seems that there's a connection that one has to be baptized in order to be saved.
但是这节经文里面强调的是信。
But here actually the scripture is focused on the belief.
不是施洗。
Not the baptism.
因为后面不信的必被定罪。
And because the last part of this sentence says, whoever does not believe will be condemned.
因为在圣经里面我们也看到一些例子，有人信了上帝也没有受洗。
Because in the Bible, we also see an example. Some people, they believed, but they didn't get a chance to be baptized.
举个例子，在路加福音二十三章那边，当耶稣钉十字架的时候，他旁边的两个犯人。
And there's an example in the book of Luke. When Jesus was nailed on the cross, there's two criminals along with him.
当中有一个接受耶稣的时候，耶稣告诉他，今日你要同我在乐园里面。
And there's one criminal, and Jesus told him that I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise.
在圣经里面没有说水礼是我们得救的条件。
And the Bible never says that water baptism is the is a condition for we are being saved.
在以弗所书二章八节里面说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
And in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 it says, For it is by grace you have been saved through faith.
约翰一书一章九节那边说，我们认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And in the first John chapter 1 verse 9 says,If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive all our sins, and purify us from all unrighteousness.
彼得前书一章，三章二十一节跟七节说到，水的洗礼不能除去我们的罪业。
And in the book of First Peter, chapter 3, verse 21 says, the water baptism cannot remove our sin.
三章二十一节那边说，解水。所表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督复活，也拯救你们。解洗礼本不在乎去掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。
And that verse says, in First Peter says, and this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also not the removal of dirt from the body.The pledge of a good conscience toward God is sanctioned by the resurrection of Jesus.
今天我们可以说，水的洗礼是一个仪礼，我们不能取得。
And today we can conclude that water baptism is an ordinance, and we cannot just remove it.
因为这是耶稣基督自己给我们的一个命令。
Because this is a command from our Lord Jesus Christ.
要我们去遵守。
He wants us to obey this command.
这是他交给他的使徒开始。
And he also gave this command to his apostles to follow it.
这是在马太福音二十八章十九节那边。
And this is from the book of Matthew, chapter 28.
十九节那边说，所以你们要去，使万人做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And verse 19 says, Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们洗礼，所以可以说是我们对神的一个承诺。
And actually, when we have the water baptism, we will fulfill our promise to God.
也是我们一个新的生命的开始。
And it's a new beginning for our new life.
我们也会见到，其实耶稣他自己也要洗洗约翰替他受洗。
And we can see in the scripture that even the Lord Jesus Christ himself asked John the Baptist to baptize him.
在早期的教会，我们也看见信徒们他们也遵守这个条例。
And in the early church, we also see the believers there also follow this command.
当有人接受了基督耶稣，他们就会受洗。
And when people receive the Lord Jesus, and they give them baptism.
在使徒行传第二章第八章那边都记载到信徒受洗的事情。
And in the book of Acts, the chapter 2 and chapter 8, it all recorded the disciples gave baptism.
在第九章那边也记载到保罗当他后来信了主，他自己也要受洗。
And also in chapter 9, Paul also recorded Paul's baptism there.
但是我想要问，那耶稣他自己为什么也要去受这个洗礼？
Then I want to ask why the Lord himself want the baptism.
除了他设立一个榜样以外，有两个事情我们要留意。
Other than he set an example for us, we also need to learn this to another two points.
就是当他受洗的时候，有一些事情的发生。
And during his baptism, this is something happened.
一个就是在他受洗的时候，有圣灵降临在他身上。
And one thing is during his baptism, the Holy Spirit comes on him.
另外一个就是预言到他以后他要做的事情。
And another thing is it prophesies the things that he will do in the future.
在圣经里面提到圣灵的洗的经文不是很多。
And in the Bible, not many verses mentioned about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
在四本福音书里面都先开始提到水的洗礼。
And in the four gospel books, it mentioned the water baptism.
但是当说完这个水的洗礼以后，就会提到圣灵的洗。
And after the mention of the water baptism, there is a mention of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
这些记载在马太福音第三章、马可福音第一章、路加福音第三章跟约翰福音第一章。
And those are recorded in the four Gospels, Matthew, Luke, Mark, and John.
他们都是记载在同样的一个事情。
And it all recorded the same matter, same situation.
在马太福音三章十一节，当施洗约翰行洗礼的时候，他特别告诉人家那个事情，就是那在我以后来的能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
And in Matthew chapter 3 verse 11, John the Baptist mentioned that he will baptize with water for repentance, but after him there is one who is more powerful than him and whose sandal he is not fit to carry, and he will baptize the disciples with the Holy Spirit and fire.
有一点要留意的，这些事情都是施洗约翰可以说是他的一些的预言以后要发生的事情。
And this, there's something we want to think about. These are all the prophecies that speak of things in the future that will happen.
在马太福音三章十三、十七节那边也特别记载到耶稣洗礼的时候发生的事情。
And also in Matthew chapter 3, there's some events happened during the Lord's baptism.
那边记载到约翰施洗约翰见证到圣灵降临到耶稣。
And it recorded the John the Baptist saw the Holy Spirit fall upon our Lord.
特别在一起证明耶稣是谁。
And this especially testifies who is the Lord Jesus Christ.
解释跟耶稣以后他要做的事情有关。
This is highly related to what will the Lord do in the later days.
约翰不是，结果不是施洗约翰，在他的福音书里面，他同样记载，特别记载这个事情。
Apostle John also recorded this matter in the book of Gospel of John.
以后还特别记载到耶稣从神那边、父神那边要求圣灵的来到。
And it also recorded the Lord Jesus asked God for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
这些事情在以后在使徒行传五旬节记载到五旬节的时候，这些事情的发生。
And these things happened and recorded in the book of Acts during the Pentecost.
在使徒行传一开始的时候记载到在施洗约翰所说的话，耶稣提说的话。
And in the first chapter of Acts, it recorded the Lord said this.
耶稣说，就是约翰是用水施洗，但不多几月，你们要受圣灵的洗。
And the Lord says, John the Baptist baptized you with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
同样彼得在十一章使徒行传十一章也同样重复证实这句话。
And as same matter in chapter 11, the Apostle Peter also repeated this.
因为彼得他自己在开始的时候，他也经历过这个事情。
Because Peter he himself also experienced this situation.
保罗的书信里面有冷淡的经文。
And in the Apostle Paul's letter, there's two places that mention this.
就是我们刚才读到的老冷淡。
And this is what we had read before.
在哥林多前书十二章那边说十二节，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。十三节，我们不去是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
And in the First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, here says, the body is a unit. Though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink.
这段可以说是圣灵受洗的圣灵施洗的一个中心点。
And this is, we can say, it's the focal point of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
这个讲到都是从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体隐于一位圣灵。
And especially the verse that we were all baptized by one spirit and into one body, and we are all given the one spirit to drink.
另外一段经文是在罗马书六章那边。
And there's another verse that is from the book of Romans chapter 6.
在第一章第四节那边没有具体提到圣灵的洗。
And here it didn't specifically mention the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
但是他跟哥林多前书一样描述我们信徒在神面前的身份。
But he, but just like he described in the First Corinthians, he gave us the our believers the status before God.
罗马书六章三节那边说，岂不是我们受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
And in Romans chapter 6 verse 3 says, Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
所以我们藉着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督藉着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
所以我们信主人，我们是与主同死同活。
So all our believers, we die with Christ, and we also raised with Christ.
在这段话里面没有说明是圣灵的洗礼。
Here it didn't mention specifically the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
但是你们可以想想，这里是不是只说圣灵来说？
But you can think about here, is this implicitly related to the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
因为假如是水里的话，我不晓得这水里是不是可以把你洗得干干净净。
If it's the water baptism, I'm not sure that water baptism can wash you all clean.
我不晓得我们可不可以有同一个的水里。
And I'm not sure we can all have the same water baptism at the same time.
所以圣灵的洗礼可以怎样给一个定义？
And we can give a definition of the Holy, baptism of the Holy Spirit here.
就是神的灵将我们信徒跟基督的联合。
And it's God's Spirit united the believers with the Lord Jesus Christ.
神的灵就是圣灵了。
And the God's Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵的洗礼，我们就成为一个身体。
Because of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we become one body.
因为我们是同一个身体，我们可以隐于一位圣灵。
Because we are all become one body and we all drink from one spirit.
这也是哥林多前书十二章十三节那边所说的。
And this is also we have read in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13.
我们接受了圣灵，我们也是证明我们现在是属于神。
And we receive the Holy Spirit, that's a testimony that we belong to God.
我们有神与我们同在。
We have God, that is with us.
圣经里面没有告诉信徒要去求这个圣灵的洗。
Bible never, mentions that the believers to ask for the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，当我们信主的时候，神的灵就会赐给我们。
Use another word that when we first believe that God will give His Holy Spirit to us.
我们要小心，假如我们去求一个灵，有些时候我不晓得这个灵会是什么的灵。
And we need to be careful here. If we ask for a spirit, and we need to be really careful, what spirit is this?
圣灵的洗礼做了两个事情。
And the baptism of the Holy Spirit did two things.
就是让我们加入基督的身体。
And He united us into the body of Christ.
让我们跟基督同钉十字架，我们要跟他一同的复活。
And we nailed on the cross with Christ, and we also will raised with Christ together.
这是罗马书六章四节那边说的，同样在哥罗西书二章十二节那边也同样说一句话：你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活。
And here, this is also this is mentioned in the book of Romans chapter 6, also in Colossians chapter 2.
你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活。这同一句话。
And it's the same sentence. You buried with him in baptism and raised with him through faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead.
当我们有圣灵与我们同在的时候，会有很多事情发生在我们身上。
When we have the Holy Spirit with us, there will be things happen to us.
不是说我们头上会扎了一个光圈。
It's not like we have a halo on top of our head.
你们会听到我们会谈到圣灵的同在。
And you often heard.That you will have Holy Spirit be with you.
或者圣灵的充满，圣灵的果子。
Or you are filled with the Holy Spirit, and you will bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
也会听到圣灵的恩赐。
And you also, probably heard the gift of the Holy Spirit.
其实，我想今天我们不会一一去讲。
But we don't have time to cover all the details of this.
在以弗所书四章五节那边说，我们与基督同死同埋葬。
And in the book of Ephesians that here mentioned, we are dead in Christ and also buried with Him together.
我们就是跟罪的分离，我们不在罪的权势以上。
And we are separated from sin, and we are not under the mastery of sin.
我们得了圣灵，我们通过圣灵的洗礼的基础，我们可以活在一个新的生命，我们也可以走在一个新的路上。
And we receive the Holy Spirit, and we have this as our foundation that we can walk by the Spirit, and we can live live our life following God.
今年年初。一开始我从哥林多前书以弗所书这边谈到主题一个主一个信今天是一个洗
And in the beginning of this year, I started preaching on the book of the First Corinthians, and I covered before the one Lord and one faith. Today, I preached about the one baptism.
在整个宇宙上，只有一个主，一个神。
In this universe, there's only one Lord, one God.
假如你是基督徒的话，你信主的话，这个主就是你们的主。
If you are a Christian, you believe the Lord, this is your Lord.
我们基督徒也是从一个信。
And our believers have one faith too.
这个信就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And this belief is our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是神的，他是神的儿子，他来到世界就是为了我们得救的原因。
He is the Son of God, and He came to this world to save us.
但是还有一个事情就是圣灵。
And there's also another thing is Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵的血。
And the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
就是在个人的前书十二章十三节那边说，我们从一位圣灵受洗，成为了身体，隐喻一位圣灵。
Just like it said in the First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13, we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, and we were all given one Spirit to drink.
我在提醒。
I once again remind you.
我们是从一个圣灵受洗。
And we are all baptized from one spirit.
我们饮喻一位圣灵。
We all drink from one spirit.
当耶稣要施洗约翰替他受洗的时候。
When Jesus asked the John Baptist give him the baptism.
见证了这个圣灵降临到耶稣身上。
It testified that the Holy Spirit came upon him.
后来耶稣也叫他的门徒等候这个圣灵。
And later, Jesus told his disciples to wait for this Spirit, Holy Spirit.
当圣灵降临到这些使徒或者其他信徒身上，也给他们旁边的人特别有一个见证。
And when the Holy Spirit came upon those believers, then there is a testimony to the people around them.
同样，当我们信了主，接受耶稣基督的时候，我们也会有圣灵领导我们身上。
And also the same thing happens to us when we believe the Jesus Christ and receive the Holy Spirit. The same thing happens to us too.
因为这是耶稣基督的一个应许。
Because this is a promise from Jesus Christ.
当人有罪的。还在罪里面的时候，我们人是跟神分离。
While we are in our sin, we are separated from God.
但是当我们信主以后，我们是跟主会相联合。
But after we believed that we are united with the Lord Jesus Christ.
在哥林多前后书三章那边提到一个事情，就是关于摩西跟以色列人的事情。
In the second of Corinthians chapter 3, there is one thing mentioned about Moses.
当摩西来到神面前的时候，他没有办法直接见到神。
When Moses came to God, and he cannot face God personally.
他要有一个不是毛巾、手托或者怎么样盖在他的面上。
He needed a veil to cover his face.
我们是罪人，我们也其实没有办法来到神面前。
And we are also sinners, we cannot come directly to God.
当以色列人在旷野的时候，他们自己也没有办法来到神的面前。
When the Israelites was wandering in the wilderness, they don't have a way to come to God directly.
他们自己也没有办法进到这个会幕里面。
And they cannot come inside the tabernacle by themselves.
只有等耶稣基督他死，他替我们赎罪以后。
Only after Jesus died for our sin and paid that gave us that redemption.
那会幕里面有幔子裂掉。
And that the curtains in the tabernacle is teared into half.
这样的话代表了我们跟神中间再没有拦阻。
And this represents that there's no hindrance between us and God.
只要我们接受主，我们就可以得到。
As long as we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can come to God directly.
当我们心归向主的时候，我们就会有圣灵来到我们这边。
When we repent and return to our Lord.
当我们接受主的时候，圣灵会临到我们里面。
And when we receive Him, the Holy Spirit will come upon us.
这是。主就是哪个灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
And the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit is, then there's freedom.
所以我再重复，当我们信主的时候，我们接受耶稣基督，我们也同时得到圣灵。
And I want to repeat again, after we receive the Lord, and we receive the Holy Spirit.
所有的信徒，当我们信主的时候，我们就会得到圣灵。
And for all the believers, if you are a believer, if you believe, then you will receive the Holy Spirit.
保罗在他给哥林多教会的信里面提到这个洗礼的事情。
And Paul mentioned that this baptism in his letter to the Corinthians.
保罗很清楚告诉他，他没有给他们，除了两个人以外，他没有给他们受洗。
And Paul clearly said that other than those two persons he baptized, he didn't give any baptism.
其实保罗就是告诉他，保罗他自己有没有替他受洗，跟他们的救恩没有关系。
Actually, Paul was trying to tell them that, It doesn't matter if it's Paul give them testimony or not. This is nothing to do with their salvation.
他去到他那边不是为了替他们受洗，他是要给他们传福音。
The purpose that he go to them is not for give them baptism. It's for proclaiming the gospel.
所以我们得到救恩，我们接受耶稣基督。是神的儿子，因为他给我们带来救恩。
When we have received the salvation, it's because we accepted Jesus Christ.
水的洗礼是我们信徒要公开的一个见证。
Water baptism is a public testimony for the believers.
圣灵的洗礼可以说是我们得救的一个根据。
And the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it is evidence that we have received the salvation.
因为耶稣的宝血，我们的罪被赦免，我们可以跟主相联合。
Because of Jesus' blood, precious blood, that we are united with the Lord.
因为借着耶稣基督身体，我们都是成为神的儿女。
Through the body of Christ that we become the part of this body.
我们连成一个身体，也就是耶稣基督的身体。
We all become one body, and this body is the body of Christ.
在结束的时候，我给你一个小小的见证。
And at the end, I want to give you a testimony.
刚才姐妹给你们她入会的见证。但是我给你我的得救的一些见证。
And before that, Sister Li Yi gave you a testimony. Now I want to give you a testimony also.
我是1971年，大概我不记得哪一天受洗。
I was baptized by water in the year 1971. I don't remember the exact date.
那天我自己跑到一个，就抹到一个。我到我隔壁的一个教会里面。
And that day I somehow found a church that nearby.
没有人拉我去。
Nobody took me there.
但是我不舍得我自己要去那天。
But I don't know why I went there that day.
那天那个牧师是一个很年轻的牧师。
The pastor is very young.
他就讲到这个浪子回头的故事。
And he gave me the story of the prodigal son.
那天我蛮感动。
And I was very touched that day.
那第二个礼拜我回去找他们的老牧师，我就告诉他我要受洗。
And next week I went back to that church and I found the elder pastor and I told him I want to get baptized.
那个时候他是一个美国人的教会。
And it is an American church.
他们也没有我们的语言也有一些问题，我的语言有些问题啊。
And there's some language barrier.
他也没有问我这边你信主了怎么样，他们也没有说我要去受洗班啊或者怎么样。
He didn't even ask me, have you ever believed? What's your situation? And he even not a baptism class.
当然，他听到我要受洗，他当然很高兴了，对不对？
When he heard I want to get baptized, he's very happy.
原来是我住的地方是就是他们的以前牧师的房子，就在教会旁边嘛。
Because I lived in the house is very close to the where the pastor lives.
原来因为不久以后我要离开那边，我说我既然住在这边，我要在你们的教会里面受洗。
And I told them I will leave very soon. Then, since I'm living here now, so I want to get baptized in your church.
而且还有一个事情，他们的受洗是只是点水的，他们不用我站在水里面，所以我应该很高兴，我是很怕水。
And also another thing, they are doing the sprinkling instead of the baptized in the tub, and I'm so afraid of water, so I'm very happy that I don't need to get down into the water.
因为他的时间的安排，我是在一个周日的，不是周末，周日的早上六点钟大概受洗。
And because of his time schedule, I have to be baptized in a very early morning on that day. It's at 6 o'clock.
那天受洗没有很多人来见我，只有他跟我两个人。
And there's not many people around, and only him, the pastor, and me.
当然还有神在那边。
Of course, the God is there too.
那天早上他也没有什么特别事情，他特别要我是跪在这个台的前面，他说你自己做一个祷告。
And he asked me kneel down before the podium and asked me to say a prayer.
他也没有告诉我要怎么样去祷告怎么样。
He didn't even tell me how to pray.
当然，耶稣基督的事情，钉十字架、救恩，这些我从小都听到。但是在我那个时候，我其实没有太多的真的很认识这个事情。
Even though I heard the story about Jesus nailed on the cross and died, and while I was very young, but on that day I didn't think that much.
我的祷告其实很简单，那天。
My prayer is very simple.
我就跟神说，我说我今天受洗，我以后我就是跨过一个门槛，就在你那边，我是属神的人。
And I told God that today I get baptized and I across this line and I stand on your side and I will follow you.
所以其实我想神也知道我的心意。
And I think God also knows what my heart is.
那天受了洗，我很兴奋。
And I was very excited after the baptism.
因为那天早上牧师还带我去吃早餐。
And also the pastor took me to breakfast.
然后我就去上班去。
And then I went to work.
因为不久以后我就九月的时候我就九月一号我就来到明州那一年。
And not soon after that, September 1st, I came to Minnesota.
有一个很奇怪的事情，第一个事情我在想，就是要去到一个教会去。
And after I came here, then the first thing I thought is I should go find a church.
当时我也没有车，所以有些时候要到学校旁边的。随便找一个
Because I don't have a car, so of course I just find a close church that is nearby.
但是后来还是去到 T4C 那边。
And later I went to the church, the T4C church.
那我在那边，其实神也给我很多的安慰。
And during my stay in the church of T4C, God gave me many graces.
我在这边没有什么可以自夸的事情。
I don't have anything to boast here.
因为这个，今天我可以站在这边，若果不是神的圣灵给我的力量，我不会站在这里。
Because today, I'm standing here. If it's not the power of the Holy Spirit, I couldn't stand here.
我没有圣灵跟我一起的话，我不能不会讲我要讲的事情。
If it's not the Holy Spirit to be with me, I couldn't speak what I can speak now.
你们大部分人大概都不认识我。
Most of you probably don't know me.
但是你们好几个人，大概都好几个认识我二十年、三十年、四十年。
But a few of you probably know me long time for like 20 or 30 years already.
今天我得救，因为基督耶稣基督是我的救主。
Today I am saved because Jesus Christ is my Savior.
单单是我今天有圣灵的与我同在。
Not only today I have the Holy Spirit with me.
而且是直到永远。
And also, He's with me forevermore.